B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, how was your weekend in 30 seconds, Loren?
It was good. Friday night, we went out to Kicking It with Cam, and we started construction on the fireplace at our house.
Okay.
I went to a baby shower on Saturday during our open house for our house that we're trying to sell now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I got caught in a torrential downpour afterwards trying to take cash uptown to the Shout Festival. Like, we were in First World Ward Park,
mm-hmm.
and you could just see the rain clouds rolling in. And we knew we were under a tornado warning, so it's our stupid fault for going out there anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's fine. We'll just walk through the park, and then we'll leave. But I just want to see what's going on. Well, like, the heavens opened
up.
Yeah. And it was torrential downpour. I got stuck in the Google Fiber building for like 20 minutes. Then finally I was like, forget it, we're running. So I took my heels off, threw them in the diaper bag, and Cash and I running to the car.
Just soaked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was my Saturday too in Waxhaw. We were outside 1 minute, like walking, and the next minute we just got dumped on too.
Yeah.
And a lightning strike struck right behind the house, which is crazy because when people know that if a lightning strikes close to you, there's no delay in the thunder.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know what I mean? It's like lightning, thunder, and you're like, oh my gosh.
So, right on top of
you. Yeah, everybody ran into the house. But yeah, so my weekend was kind of crazy, but we had Mother's Day yesterday and my brother's birthday. We celebrated that at my house yesterday. Amanda made lasagna. My mom made cakes. We had birthday cake and Mother's Day cake,
mm-hmm.
which was great. And then on Saturday, I did a whole bunch of furniture shopping. Like, we're trying to redo the house. And my price range for what I think things should be and Amanda's price range and then the world's price range are three different things.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, Amanda, here's $1,000. Go get us a bedroom set. And she was like, that's cute. She's like, we can't. We need too many pieces. Our stupid bedroom in the house is too big.
Yeah.
It's bigger than the rest of the rooms.
Better get on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I know. As I said, Sleepy Poet, here we come. And then Friday, well, of course, the Kicking It with Cam event, I was emceeing the event. You guys came out. Nicole played in it, and mm-hmm. And it was a good time. But I did have somebody came up to me and said that I have a medical emergency, and she wants to see me this week. How about that?
Wait, it says that you have a medical emergency?
Yeah. She's like, hey, I'm a big fan of the show. I've been watching you, and you have a major medical problem. I was like, really? She said, yeah, you need to come in and see me this week. I'll fill you in on that when we have more time coming up later this morning, like in 20 minutes or so, what she said.
It's a great way to freak someone out.
Well, you know, I thought to myself, you know, this is one of those moments where people see someone on TV and they send them an email.
Mm-hmm.
I think that happened to Tarek from the that show on HGTV. What is that show? The Flipping Show.
Yeah.
And somebody said, I think you have to check your thyroid. It's all swollen. It turned out he had cancer, and a nurse sent him an email from watching him on TV. I know. So I had this this little issue, but we do have a ton to do today. We have to get into Nicole. I think Nicole's secretly straight, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And the Uber that you're jumping in, believe it or not, is absolutely filthy and filled with germs. Worse than you probably would think.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Hits Kiss 95.1 is the Mani, Roy, and Loren show. Loren.
Yes.
If you used rideshare this weekend, and I know you did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like when you got in the vehicle, did you think to yourself, geez, I need to sanitize the minute I get out of the car?
No, but after reading this article, I get it.
So at this point, do you feel like you want to just go and sanitize your hands and then come back?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Like we'll give you a minute.
I feel like maybe I want to go jump in the shower all over again.
We can all imagine that like cabs and Ubers and Lyfts are probably pretty gross, but the study that we're about to tell you has it grosser than I thought when I read it.
Not only that, but out of all of those things, you would think the taxi cab would be the dirtiest, and it's not. It's probably the cleanest out of all of them.
I think more people are using the ride shares.
Well, according to this new study, by an insurance company, the inside of a cab is really, it's not fantastic, but as far as ride shares go, it is a ride share is 219 times more germs than the average taxi cab.
Mm.
Good times. If that doesn't sound gross enough, it's three times the amount of germs on a toothbrush holder and 35,000 times the amount of germs on the average toilet seat.
What's the grossest part? Like the handles, I guess, or the seats?
I mean, you have to think, like, the window button, that's got like 5 million germs on it.
Is that what they say?
Mm-hmm. Followed by the seatbelt. But I don't know anyone who actually this is bad, but I don't know anyone who actually wears a seatbelt when they get into an Uber in the back seat.
Yeah, I don't. I should. I didn't.
Yeah. And then the door handles are the worst.
You know, maybe it's something to do with the fact that it's their personal vehicles, too.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is because you have to think, like, nobody's sanitizing that.
Yeah.
If it's your personal vehicle, you just kind of roll with it.
Maybe.
When's the last time you know, unless you're cleaning your car, but how many people did you have in your rideshare between now and the last time you cleaned it?
Yeah, it's true. Hey, speaking of rideshare, I took a rideshare to get Amanda's car from the service center the other day, and it was a Mercedes SUV. It was, like, in perfect condition. I'm driving, I'm thinking, geez, did someone steal this car? Did the driver steal this car to take me for a ride? But I don't know. It was pretty nice. Then you get in other cars.
Brand new, and he's got to pay for that ride.
That's true. And then there's other cars, too, that you get into. And you know this. It's like, oh, man, the least you could do is clean the back of it before you get in. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to be an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, you can keep it clean. I know we have tons of people who drive for us that listen that are Uber and Lyft drivers.
Yeah, I wonder if that's like, I mean, I assume that's not part of your... Like, that's not part of what Uber makes you do.
I guess not, but if you want 5 stars, keep your rideshare clean, people.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Felicity Huffman, she is expected to enter a plea deal today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for that whole college scandal. Paying for your kids to get into college.
Right.
She is admitting to paying $15,000 so that her daughters... could get one more time on their SAT score.
How much?
$15,000. Yeah, which is, I mean, it's not a drop in the bucket for any of us, but it's a drop in the bucket when it comes to this whole scandal. People were paying, I mean, $250,000 to get their kid into school.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this yesterday around the table with my parents and my brother and stuff, and it's like, you know, my brother went to college with someone whose dad was like the CEO of a major corporation, and the kid wasn't very smart, and like he got into the school and stuff, and the dad just donated.
Yeah.
He just donated to the school, and the kid got through.
And schools at that point feel like if they say no, then they're going to lose their sponsorships.
No, it's true.
People.
I guess the point is that we're not surprised that this happens. Like, people that were surprised by this happening, I guess. And not that it's right, but we were just like, at the time, we're like, oh yeah, I mean, the dad's loaded. This is what happens to rich people. Rich people get what they want.
Well, yeah, rich people problems.
Rich people problems.
Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake and Missy Elliott both got honorary degrees from Berklee College of Music over the weekend.
Yeah, see, I'm against this too.
Why?
Well, because why did they get a doctorate when other people go and they spend a ton of money to become doctors, and all of a sudden some school gives them an honorary doctorate?
Well, this is the College of Music. I mean, Justin Timberlake kind of paved the way in music.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
He didn't open a book, though.
I think I'm on JT's side in this one. Prince Jackson, Michael Jackson's 22-year-old son, graduated from college as well with a degree in business administration over the weekend. So
cool.
Congratulations to him. And apparently there is a big strife going on about this Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber song, the new called I Don't Care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after it was released, fans started tweeting saying that they couldn't help but to notice that it sounded so similar to a British pop star's song. Her name is Cheryl, and her song is actually called I Don't Care as well. We have both of the songs. Are we going to play the Ed Sheeran one first?
I think it's... It's all in one. Here we go. I don't know. I mean, they both shared I Don't Care, but the tone of it's not the same, right?
I don't know. People are saying that this one sounds like it's obviously slowed down, but the lyrics are the same, and it's the same chorus. And I mean, everyone says I don't care, so I don't know. I don't know. I don't care. How about that? It's a good song, and I don't care if it's a rip.
Here's a new song from Mani and Loren. It's called No One Cares.
Yeah. But that is your dirty for now.
All right. Thank you. So at the Cam Newton Celebrity Kickball Tournament on Friday, I was doing some emceeing duties, and a woman came up to me, and she said that she works for a medical facility and that I have a major, major problem, and she wants to see me right away. She's like, I've been observing you. I was like, okay, I'll tell you what it is.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
There he is, Dr. Justin Timberlake. Right, Lauren?
He just got his doctorate of music. Yep, his doctorate of music.
From where?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that now. Hold on, I have it somewhere.
You have thousands of papers. Lauren's got thousands of celebrity gossip papers in front of her. And was it Berkeley?
Yeah, it's Berkeley.
Okay. Congratulations to Dr. Justin Timberlake. Hello, producer Nicole.
Hello.
So the Cam Newton Celebrity Kickball Tournament was on Friday, and our Beasley Media Group team always puts a team together. One year we made it to the finals and lost.
How did we do this year?
I can safely say that we did not make it to the finals, and all we did was lose.
Not even win one game.
All we do is lose, no matter what.
We did not win. We almost won our second game, but we didn't.
So it's not sudden death. You play like best out of three?
Yeah, you're guaranteed a certain amount of games, right?
Yeah, so you're guaranteed three games, and then to play in the tournament, you have to win, I think, two out of those three games.
Okay.
You have to at least win one.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Good celebrity turnout, though. We had Christian McCaffrey was there. Mm-hmm. We had Thomas Davis in the house.
Miss USA was there.
Luke was there. Miss USA, who hopefully will come on the show this week with us.
Yeah.
Let's see. Torrey Holt from the NC State Wolfpack, who played for the Rams and won a Super Bowl years ago. He was there. Evander Holyfield.
Emmanuel Hudson.
I mean, just a huge turnout. I'm sure we're missing some, but Cam's brother, Kalen Newton, was there.
Was T.O. there?
Mm-hmm. T.O.?
Yeah.
Terrell Owens was there. Yep. But it was a great turnout, and so I was emceeing the event, and with my friends Burpee and JD from V101 and Power 98, and so I'm walking around, and next thing you know, this woman comes up to me, and she goes, "Hey, Mani, I listened to the show. You guys are awesome, but I have a concern for you." I was like, "Really? What's going on?" She's like, "I work for an orthopedic specialist, and you have severe orthopedic issues, and I need to see you right away."
Really?
She's like, "Are your ankles hurting you right now?" And I'm like, "Yeah, come to think of it, they are." She's like, "The shoes you're wearing right now are awful.
Are they worn in a certain place they should not be?
They're worn on the inside arch area, which is crazy." Amanda took a picture of it, and I'll show it to you. And not that this is groundbreaking, and we don't have to post or anything. What's just crazy is when somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, your shoes are all like wrong, and you need like basically she's like, you need orthotics." I was like, "Are those ugly brown shoes that I have to wear?" But like you can see my shoes are like curved because my leg goes right down to my ankle.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I kind of walk inward almost.
Yeah.
And she goes, "You were probably born with flat feet." And I said, "I was." And she's like, "Yeah, that's what happens." And she's like, "You're going to have major problems if you don't get orthotics." I was like, "Okay."
So now you have to wear, like, old man shoes?
Her name. What?
Do you have to wear, like, old man shoes now?
No, I hope not. I said, "Hey, can I just put
the white New Balances?"
Yeah.
You're officially a dad.
Just generic shoe. Yeah, but we do have really cool ones for you.
There's nothing cool
I will get
about
you
those.
Skechers.
No, she said that I can just take the orthotics and like put them in any shoe I want.
Oh, it's like an insert.
Yeah, it's an insert. Yeah. Right.
That's good news.
Yeah. You know me. I got to be on trend. I can't be wearing, you know, generic sneaker. But I thought it was just so funny and it got me thinking. It's like, you know, we talked about it earlier. There's people that get emails. If you're on TV and stuff, you get emails from nurses and doctors who watch these shows. And that's what happened to Tarek from the Flip the House show.
Didn't that happen to Roy, too? Didn't he get an email about a hernia?
Oh, yeah.
And then he went and saw a doctor, and sure enough, he had one.
Yeah, from when he was doing My Big Fat Fabulous Life on TLC. That's right. And, it's like, and Tarek found out that he had thyroid cancer.
Yeah.
A nurse said that they were very nervous about it. So, anyway, thanks to Bree. I'm going to go get myself checked out this week.
Good.
She's like, look at the way you walk. Can you walk for me?
Like, okay. Then you're like all hypersensitive about it. You're like, yeah. Oh, how do I walk? Trying to correct it.
I had sneakers. I threw them right in the garbage when I got home. The ones that I wore there. Because they did. My feet were killing me. Were you guys?
We sat a lot.
You were there longer than I was.
Mm-hmm.
Your feet weren't killing you?
I mean.
Because maybe it's the field. You know?
Well, you're not used to walking on that. Like grass.
I know. I'm asking Nicole. I'm not getting an answer out of her.
I know. I'm just.
She was feeling good.
This is a groundbreaking conversation. I'm just trying to process it. I think my feet were okay.
Listen, it's less about my feet and my issue than it is somebody saying, hi, you have an issue. You have a medical issue. You know what I mean? You just got to say thank you. Okay. All right. I got to talk about you later, too.
Of course you
do. I think you're straight.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear that.
I can assure you I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll discuss. Still to come. Got a War of the Roses for you to get you going on a Monday morning. Lauren Kendall wants to see if her man Greg is cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend came to visit and then gave Kendall some weird information about Greg while she was sitting in the airport ready to take a plane and get out of Charlotte.
Texted her after she left.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, Lauren, we've got $100 for you this morning. It's called 5 Seconds to Cash. For those people that might not know what we're talking about, tell them real quick what we're doing.
Yeah, so we're going to play 5 seconds of a song, and you just have to tell us the name of that song. It's a song we play here on Kiss. So we're not trying to trick you. And if you get it right, you win $100.
And we'll have that coming up here, your shot to win in about 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kendall's on the phone today. Yeah. You sent us a message that you wanted to do War of the Roses with your boyfriend, Greg. And your message says that you think your best friend has something to do with it.
Yeah, so she came and visited us and stayed with us at our condo. And I thought we had a great time. And then after she leaves, like 2 hours after she leaves, she sends me this super long, really disturbing text message about how Greg snuck into her room and, like, tried to put the moves on her and all of this stuff. And wow. I'm just shocked, okay?
You were there, like Greg, while you were sleeping, snuck into her room and professed his love to her?
Exactly.
This is like a movie.
And so she's obviously telling me the truth, and I, of course, believe my best friend. And he is acting like nothing's happened, and I need him to tell me. Like, I need him to man up and not be such an asshole and tell me. If he's not one of you, must be the name he needs to tell me. And so I'm at War of the Roses to find out, like, what the heck.
Kendall, you don't think there's any chance that she is jealous of you and him?
No.
And making it up now?
Okay.
I really don't. Like, she is my girl.
Okay.
So you don't think they hooked up or anything. You just want to see if he sends the roses to her rather than you.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there any bit of you that's upset with her?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No, because A, she didn't do anything, and B, she came right to me and told me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Who knows how this is going to turn out? Let's find out, okay?
Sounds good.
Greg. All right. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the note if it is to her. Because maybe, like, what if he says something on the note like, hey, this has been an amazing two months, me and you. Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
All right.
We'll find out as much information as we can.
Hello?
Hi, is this Greg?
May I ask who's calling?
Hi, Greg. My name is Megan. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful red roses free of charge. So we called the person that tagged you, and we got your information. Congratulations.
Okay. I don't really remember being tagged by anyone, but they're free. There's no, shipping or anything?
Nope. Free? We do not charge delivery, and we just ask that you tell somebody about our services.
All right.
Who do you have in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
You can send them to Nina, so you can put on the note.
Okay, so we're sending these to Nina.
Okay, hold on. This is going to be kind of long, actually. I wasn't really prepared for this.
Okay.
Nina, I know I kind of caught you off guard, but I feel like I am with the wrong person, and I don't really know what to do about that because I am in love with you, and I don't know what I need to do to show that to you, but that is the truth.
Apparently, I didn't have an idea because I've been living this lie living with you.
Kendall?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Buddy, that's Kendall. She heard everything. You're on War of the Roses. It's a segment with the Mania Roy of the Rim Morning Show where we catch cheaters, and you literally spelled it all out for us in your note.
I didn't want to believe it, but, I did know, deep down, I did know, especially when Nina told me, but hearing you say it is just, you're such a asshole.
How did you know?
Because Nina told me.
I think your love for Nina is not a two-way street.
Yeah.
If she was interested in you, she probably wouldn't tell her best friend.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. So, great. I really appreciate you guys doing this. Thanks so much for that.
Listen, we're not the cheater.
Oh,
you are.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually haven't cheated at all, to correct you. Is it cheating to be in love with the wrong person? Because that's what I realized.
Okay, right. But you seriously could have ended it with me before pursuing someone else. So yeah, you sort of cheated. And you should have, if I'm not the person you want to be with, then you should not be with me.
Yeah, Greg, that's an emotional cheat. Sorry, bud.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
Izza from Concord. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. You're playing 5 seconds to cash. We're going to play 5 seconds of a song. You just have to tell us the name, and if you get it correct, you will win $100. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Izzy and Concord, here you go. Here's your song.
Girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me.
All right, Izzy, what is the name of that song for $100?
Shape of You.
Shape of You. Let's see. Is it Shape of You?
It is Shape of You. Yeah, congratulations. You just won
$100. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. I'll tell you, the morning show, we've been doing really, really well with you guys.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yes. Izza, what are you going to do with the money?
Oh, goodness. I'll probably put it towards getting myself a car.
There you go.
All right, that's still fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, Izza in Concord, you are $100 richer, 5 seconds to cash. It pays to listen to Kiss, so you know the music that we play. Hold on
yes,
a second.
Thank you so much.
All right, Izza. Your next shot to win comes up at noon today with Cameron. We'll put another fresh $100 bill on the table with a song. Brand new song this time, okay? Up next, Lauren, I don't even know if you saw this. Did you see the direct message that we got to at the MRL show?
I did not.
Is someone who lives in Fort Mill found something in a picture that they picked up at a garage sale. I'm going to read to you the note that they found inside the picture.
Okay.
We'll talk about it and get into that. Minus Roy today. He's not feeling well.
He's got a little fever.
Yeah, he woke up with a fever, so he's going to stay out today. He did a great job on Friday. We got to send a special thanks again out to the Duncan in Gastonia.
Yeah.
We got to say thank you to Peg and John and the whole staff out there at Duncan for helping us put together an awesome wedding. If you missed it, we had a wedding live on the air.
We did. Josh and Vicky both got married to each other. And Josh is a longtime listener. They've been together for 5 years And this was just really special that we could be part of it and bring Duncan in and get those two married.
Yeah, we got pictures up at the MRL show, kiss951.com. And congratulations to Josh from Lancaster, who's been, like Lorraine said, a longtime fan of the show, and Vicky and the whole family. To hear it, if you missed it, to hear the wedding play out live on the air. And Roy did a great job ministering it.
Yeah.
He was an official minister. He's done weddings before.
And if you want to see pictures of it, we have it up at the MRL show on Instagram. We have a cake and
And you can listen to Friday's podcast on the Kiss95.1 app. So while we were in the middle of doing all that on Friday, I forgot to mention that on Thursday, Tina in Fort Mill sent us a message on our Insta. She said that she picked up a painting at a garage sale, and she thought this might be interesting. She wants to know if anyone else, by the way, found something cool after you picked it up in a garage sale. If you found, like, money or a note or, you know, something kind of cool. 704-570-9595. Tina didn't find money, but she found a note, and we'll post a picture of the note up. It says, "Jimmy, you poor lost soul. You've been looking at this painting for 40 years and have no idea that the money's been in the attic all along. Joan."
Oh, my gosh.
How odd is that?
Too bad it didn't come with the house.
Too bad it didn't come with the money in the painting and
yeah,
a key to the attic. Yeah.
Man.
So she got that painting and she went to change the frame out and a note fell out from inside the frame. It's tiny.
So at that point, do you go back to the house that you picked it up from? You know what I mean? Like maybe they didn't ever see it.
Who knows, though, how many times the painting has changed hands?
I don't know. I would be right back at their door saying, "Hey, I got some info for you, but you got to split it with me."
Would you?
Maybe. I think I would go back and tell them, though. I wouldn't ask them for half the money.
I think you go, okay. I mean, the first thing I thought of when I read that was that the painting's really old. And maybe it didn't come from the garage sale or the yard sale. And then I thought to myself, I want to know more about Jimmy and why he's a lost soul. Yeah, the note in the back of the painting that she found when she went to change the frame on it says, "Jimmy, you poor lost soul. You've been staring at or looking at this painting for 40 years and have no idea that the money's been in the attic all along." So that means also that maybe this was a married couple and they argued about money or maybe. Jimmy lost money.
I think I want to do this to Dallas. Like, when I go, like, I just might write him a note, like, put it, like, random places. There's no money in the attic, but I might just make him go up there and think he's crazy anyway.
704-570-9595. If you found something in a painting or something from a garage sale that you picked up, whether it was, I'd love to hear someone who found cash, Lauren. You've heard of that before.
Yeah. We just got a text message from 704. They found love letters from the 20s and 40s. And said it was really cool, but it felt a little weird reading them.
Great point. That's the other thing, too, is like Jimmy obviously never found this note.
Mm-hmm.
So like when Tina found it and we're talking about it, who knows how long ago this is? Jimmy might be up there listening in going, "What? The money's been in the attic." And I wonder what the history is. It's just so interesting.
I know.
I never find anything.
You found Easter eggs.
Yeah, we found Easter eggs in our trip down to Greenville, yeah.
There was money in those.
Yeah, there was. $16 or something like that. 704-570-9595. You can also text into that number. Let's see. We had someone that said, "My mom bought a bracelet at a yard sale for $2 thinking it was costume jewelry. Well, she got it appraised and had real pearls in it and actually appraised for $400.
Wow.
She made a profit of $398, Loren.
Nice.
Let's see.
Looks like somebody found $100 and $2 bills in the pocket of something at Goodwill.
What do you do with that? Do
you take it? You get to keep that.
You don't take it back to the Goodwill?
Nah.
I guess you would never.
Because it would never make it back to the original person.
That's true.
Anyway.
Hey, good morning, Drew.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I have a story about a really cool note that I found in a lodge in Yellowstone when I was a little kid.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, my brother and I, who's a little younger than I, we were crawling through this little attic space we discovered when we were exploring the big Yellowstone Lodge, and we found a little note folded up back in there, and it was written about 15 years ago by another couple of kids about our age who said, "Hey, if you find this note, leave a response," and it was something like 1982 when they wrote the note, and we found it about 15 years later.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
Did you leave a note?
Yeah, we did. We responded, but of course we haven't been back to that spot. So it's been about another 20-something years since then.
All right, Drew, thanks. And, yeah, I know exactly which building you're talking about, Yellowstone. I've never been, but when I go, I'm going to crawl through the crawl space. Probably get stuck. Hmm. Hey, keep them coming. What did you find in something that you purchased at, like, a garage sale or a Goodwill or whatever it is, 704-570-9595? In honor of Roy not being here today, though, we're going to get into a census survey.
Cool.
Okay, Roy talks to someone who actually falls asleep while on the phone. Roy woke him up and the guy fell back to sleep.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are going to hook you up with a census survey, then Lorraine's Dirty on the 30. But we got to talk to some people on the phone. Tina sent us a message last week and she's in Fort Bill. She said that she found a note in a picture. She was changing out the picture frame. And to paraphrase, the note was kind of like from somebody. It said, "Hey, Jimmy, you lost soul. You have no idea, but the money's been in the attic all along."
And she got the frame or the picture at a yard sale.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we wanted to hear from you. Like, what did you find when you purchased something? This is Greg in Waxhaw. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
I know this guy. This guy's my neighbor, Lauren.
That's cool. You going to tell something cool about the neighborhood?
Yeah. What'd you? Yeah, there's money in Maney's attic from the old owner, and he has no idea.
That'd be awesome.
What'd you find in Grandma's house?
Yeah, so this was back in early 80s. I was a kid, and my great-grandmother had passed away. And so my father, this was his grandmother, we went over to the house, and we were cleaning out the house and getting ready to sell stuff. And my mom was going through the dining room, and she hit the draperies with her hand, and there were, like, lumps at the bottom of the draperies. And she thought it might have just been weights, because back then, you know, when you put weights in your drapes to hold them down. And in each of those lumps, there was a bag, and thrown in the bag was cash, and it was like $5,000 in each one. It was four lumps.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's a pretty good day, find 20 grand.
Right? Those are expensive drapes.
Yeah, it was about $10,000 about, and because my great-grandmother, come to find out, she never used banks. Back then, a lot of people didn't use banks.
Right, they didn't trust them, yeah.
They didn't trust banks, so she had all her money thrown into the drapery.
That is awesome. With no note, by the way, left behind for you guys to say, "Hey, look at the drapes."
Right, note at all. They were just there. So she never did tell anybody, and we used to go over there all the time. I remember going over there as a kid and visit her. And so it was a great, my mom, I didn't know about it until I heard my mom scream.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I bet you guys tore through the house after that, ripped up the carpets, knocked out the drywall. Thanks, Greg.
You know, Dallas jokes about that all the time, too, that he doesn't trust banks and that he has a wad of cash and Campbell's chunky soup buried in the backyard in case anything were to happen. I'm like, why can't we sell this house? I don't understand.
Yeah, just tell the people when you're selling your house right now, hey, there could be a fortune in the backyard. This is one more. Chris and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, dude. Okay, so what'd you do as a joke?
My buddy and I was remodeling this house, and we went through and hid envelopes inside the wall as if it was a treasure hunt, claiming that there was up to $5,000 hid somewhere, and we would put, like, quarters in one. I literally put $100 in one. If they found it, they would think it's real.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it would be funny 10, 12 years later, somebody finds it. How far would they go thinking that there's up to $5,000 hid in different rooms that we destroyed?
So you put them in the wall, so they're literally going to destroy their own house for no profit.
Yeah, there's literally an envelope with a note.
We'll all be dead, Chris.
Exactly what I know.
You know, it'll be funny. Yeah, it'll be like our sons' kids, and yeah, it'll be funny.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, another radio show on the moon will be doing this topic right now, and yeah, it'll be they'll be talking about Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks, bud. Thanks for calling.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello? Hello?
How you doing, Jesse?
Hello?
Jesse?
Who's this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. It's time for us to get the survey underway. We got to record this for the American government. You okay?
Yeah, what's up?
Listen, we got to record this. It's time for the U.S. Census Bureau. Did I wake you?
Yeah, actually, you did.
Do you think it's a coincidence that mostly white people eat at Cracker Barrel?
What? A what? A Cracker Barrel?
Can I get a what? People. What?
What?
If is you die in a fire, does the crematory give you a discount? Because the job's halfway.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Are you serious right now? Dude, it's early in the morning. What are you talking about?
Ever wondered what cured ham was cured of? Jesse? Hey, Jesse, listen, if skinny people go skinny dipping, do fat people go chunkin' dunkin'? I think Jesse fell asleep. Jesse! Jesse! The government is on the phone, Jesse! Jesse, if you bring an African elephant to America, would it be an African-American elephant?
What in the world?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So police are warning BTS fans about something. And, you know, they're playing the Good Morning America concert this Wednesday.
Okay.
And people are already camped out in Central Park. And police are saying, hey, you guys can't do that. You cannot camp in the concrete jungle. No tents are allowed, so now everything's been switched out for folding chairs. But unfortunately, fans that are waiting outside aren't going to have a pleasant experience because there's rain in the forecast now through tomorrow night. So, Demi Lovato, she just shared some awesome news. The singer revealed on Instagram that she is now being managed by Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun. And she says, my dreams have all come true today.
Cool.
Now, something happened on the set of John Wick 3, and I guess they had some dogs that were supposed to be in a scene. Well, the dogs were very distracted by some catastrophic background.
When we were in Morocco, yeah, there was the dogs, and then there was a lot of cats. And so then we would be doing a scene, and then cat, cat, cat!
The dogs wanted to chase the cats.
Of course, it's only human.
That's right.
Wait a minute, what?
It's only dog. Yeah. And Victoria's Secret is thinking about changing and going away from their TV broadcast. They said they received the worst ratings in years. And now with this global digital age, they just think that they'll switch over to a digital platform after 20 years, by the way, of being on
TV. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Okay.
That's your dirty.
Let's play Campy. Lorraine, 704-570-9595. The Pop Princess has 8 wins. Will she get to 10 without a loss? We'll find out. Good luck.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz. Sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on Kiss 95.1.
Anna from Charlotte, yes? Welcome to the Mimi, Ryan, Lorenz Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right, Anna, you're playing Can't Beat Lorenz today. Let's see how you do.
Thanks.
Throw her out of the studio so we can get you the questions.
All right, I'm going.
Get out, Lorenz.
There she goes. Got 5 pop culture questions. If you get more right than Lorenz, you win. If it's a tie, ties stay with the house. Anna in Charlotte, first question. Congrats to Prince Michael. I'm sorry. No, I screwed up that question. It's a Monday. What do you want from me? Congrats to Prince Jackson, who graduated college. Who is his iconic dad?
Michael Jackson.
That's right. Question 2. Drake made quite the purchase over the weekend. He bought his own plane. Before he was a rap star, he played Jimmy Brooks on what teen show?
Can you say the question again?
Drake made quite the purchase over the weekend and bought his own plane. Before he was a rap star, he played Jimmy Brooks on what teen show?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
All right, question number 3. Michelle Obama wrote a Mother's Day essay for People magazine. She's the mom to Sasha and whom?
Malia.
And question 4. Paris Hilton dropped a song over the weekend. Now, she's not related to the Gossip Guy, but he's got the same last name. Who is that? Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
3?
Have.
2. Okay, and then question 5. Meghan Markle celebrated her first Mother's Day yesterday. What is her newborn son's first name?
Archie.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
How did Anna do?
Anna got 3 correct.
Okay.
And I messed up one, but she got it anyway.
Okay.
All right. Congrats to Prince Jackson, who just graduated from college. Who is his iconic late father?
Michael Jackson.
That's right. I accidentally said congrats to Prince Michael Jackson.
Oh.
So it is right now 1-1. Drake made quite the purchase over the weekend and bought his own plane. Before he was a rap star, he played Jimmy Brooks on what teen show?
Degrassi.
Yeah, Degrassi is the answer that we are looking for. It's 2-1. She didn't get that one right. Question 3. Michelle Obama wrote a Mother's Day essay for People magazine. She's the mom to Sasha and whom?
Malia.
That is correct. She got that one right also. It's 3-2, Loren.
Okay.
And question 4. Paris Hilton dropped a song over the weekend. She's not related to the gossip guy with the same last name. What's his name?
Perez.
Yes, that's what we're looking for. Perez Hilton. And they didn't have an answer. It is 4-2. And question 5. Meghan Markle celebrated her first Mother's Day yesterday. What is her newborn son's first name?
Archie.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3.
Anna, I'm so sorry. You know what I want to hear before we let you go?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right. Thanks for listening. You know, Loren, not only are you a Can't Beat Loren pop culture hero, but you're also my hero for what you did in your house that you're remodeling last week.
Oh, thank you.
Totally threw out the phrase, the man of the house, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
All right, we're going to tell you what Loren did coming up. We are here without Roy today. He wasn't feeling good. He sent a message, said, sorry, y'all, I have a fever.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow. He did a great job with the wedding, though, on Friday at the Dunkin' in Gastonia. Thanks to everyone who came out.
He did. If you want to see pictures, we've got them up at the MRL show on Instagram.
And you could go listen to the podcast if you missed it to hear Roy's vows and to hear the wedding. Josh from Lancaster, who is a huge fan of the MRL show, has been that way for a long time. We appreciate him. He married his longtime fiance and girlfriend, Vicky, at the Dunkin', with a Dunkin' Donuts bouquet.
Yep.
It was awesome. Go check all that out. Now, while that's happening in Josh's world, there's something happening in your world, Loren, and a lot of people might not know.
Yeah. My new house is under like a... I don't want to say complete construction, but we're doing some renovations.
Okay.
And, you know, I just get antsy and I like want to move forward. Like I hate waiting on people, right? Well, my husband is on the road like 3-4 days a week sometimes, 4 days this week. And I hate like waiting to ask him to hang something or to like put up a fire detector or something like that. And with all this construction going on, we are redoing one of our bathrooms.
Okay.
And I have totally now thrown out the term man of the house because I feel like the woman of the house.
Nice, yeah.
But with the construction of the bathroom, I had to get the tile that we chose from the store into the truck, from the truck into the house, and then upstairs to the bathroom. And I mean, we're talking like, I would say 10, 40-pound boxes.
Oh, yeah. Tiles are heavy.
Yeah. So I told Dallas, I said, hey, I need the truck, so you need to take an Uber to the airport. And he left the truck for me. Never asked why.
Okay.
You know? But I went to the hardware store, picked up the tile, and brought it back. And the guys working on my fireplace are watching me do this. And they're like, do you want help with that? I'm like, no, I think I'm okay. I mean, struggling a little bit.
How do
like,
you feel after carrying 10, 40-pound boxes of tile up to your master bedroom?
A little sore.
Yeah.
But, like, I think guys forget, too. Like, I carry around a 30-pound kid every day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not weak in any way, shape, or form. Like, Cash is a big boy. He's skinny, but he's tall.
Yeah.
So, for me, it's like, it was another extra 10 pounds a box.
Yeah, it's just awkward the way you have to carry it.
I know.
And believe me, there is still the persona out there of like Loren say, you know, quote, the man of the house, or that's man's work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, that's why the guys were being nice that were working on the chimney. Like, hey, let us, you know, you need help, let us do that.
I'm like, no, I'm good.
But I love to hear stories, Loren, of how women take on the persona of the man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know we've talked about this before, and the stories just crack me up. Like, my husband hates spiders, so I have to kill them
right
for him. You know what I mean? So if you are, quote, the man of the house, if you do something that stereotypes a man, like maybe you change the tires, maybe you change the oil, and you mow the yard and your husband just doesn't do it, we'd love to hear from you. You could join Team Loren. as a hashtag woman of the house.
Yeah, girl power.
I'm trying to, I mean, Amanda does so much. Amanda does the cooking. She does the shopping.
You know, but here's the thing. Like, I guess I don't really think in terms of gender. And I've been at Home Depot and Lowe's and everything like more times than I care to. Well, over the weekend, I was on my way out of Lowe's. And there was a guy struggling to get like a Husqvarna thing box in the back of his truck. But he was like kind of on the phone and like couldn't lift it himself. And I was like, hey, do you want my help? And he was like, no. You know,
a woman,
you can't
what?
Show me up.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Oh, man. I know. It's a thing. But we'll have some fun listening to your stories this morning. Kind of ladies can brag for themselves. What is it that you do that typically you think would be a, quote, man of the house job?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And thanks so much for hanging out with us, you guys. And Roy's not here today. It's the Mania Roy on the Rim Morning Show, minus Roy, who wasn't feeling well.
Hopefully got a little fever.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I know producer Nicole was in the Lake Wylie area and ran into some MRL show fan. I was at the Overlook on Saturday night waiting for my mother-in-law and my father-in-law to get in. And we were at the Overlook and some guy came over and said, I listen to you every morning. I love the show.
Cool.
So thank you guys so much for
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This thing, it really does mean a lot. And today, actually, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Loren and what she's doing at her house that she bought, that she's now remodeling.
Well, yeah, I just don't have a lot of time to wait on people. And I love my husband to death, but he's on the road 4 days a week. So I have to do a lot of the heavy lifting, no pun intended. And I've decided I'm throwing out the term man of the house. And yeah. I'm the woman of the house.
Yeah, just picking up stuff that typically would be considered men's work.
Right.
Carrying tile up to your bathroom, you said.
Yeah.
Cement bags.
Mm-hmm.
Roofing. You did a roofing project yesterday for Mother's Day.
Yep.
I was up on the roof with the nail gun. Hey, someone sent us a text message to 704-570-9595. You know how they do that thing where, like, for Mother's Day, they ask the kids about mom?
Yeah.
There's a second grader who said, you fill in the blanks. Like, she cooks the yummiest dumplings. Her favorite thing to do is take care of me. And then underneath it, it says, she can fix blank. And she crossed out, the second grader crossed out, she could fix. And she just put, ask my dad to fix everything.
Oh.
And that's exactly what we're talking about, though.
Yeah.
You know, what woman out there does what typically would be considered the man of the house thing? Tammy in Lancaster, good morning.
Good morning. My husband is scared of bugs. When we first moved into our home in Lancaster, there was these like ginormous crickets, and he would scream like a little girl and jump up on a couch or a chair or something. we were cleaning up tarps. We're cleaning up the yard, and there were a couple of tarps out there. So when we were unrolling the tarps, there were three snakes in the tarp.
Ugh.
And my husband runs in the other direction, and I'm the one that has to kill the snake.
Oh, no, I'm also a snake. I'll still leave that to my husband.
Thanks, Tammy. Tammy doing all the hard work in the house.
Yep. We're getting some text messages. 980 texted in and said, I do all the male gender norms, quote unquote, in our household. Flat tires, clogged sinks, vehicle maintenance. I even tile the bathroom. All me.
What does he do?
I'd love to know.
He better be overseas in the military or something. Hi, Janine. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are on the Mania Roy and Loren show, and you share something in common with Loren. Tell her.
Yes, I do. I actually, my kitchen flooded because of my water heater. So I was like Loren. I went and got all the tile, put it in my car, drove it home. But I actually ripped out the whole wood laminate flooring. Me and my son did it together. And that was a project. And then I hired somebody to come in and lay the tile down.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, saving money, doing it yourself, and I painted my whole house myself, and just, I want it done, it's going to get done.
Yeah. And that demo's expensive, man. You're like, I could just take out some aggression here and do it myself.
Oh, my goodness. You should have heard me with the tools taking out that laminate floor. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're having a little bit of fun and you save some money along the way, but then you do realize that there are professionals that do it for a reason. Yeah. You know, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Here's Janine now working on her kitchen.
It was a good workout. Right.
I used to
go to work with my dad when I was a teenager, and he would do construction, and he would let me demo bathrooms, and I had so much fun.
Yeah. But then it's fun, like, when you do that and you have a contractor, because you can be like, all right, I'm out of here. Yeah. You finish up.
Yeah.
Thanks for the fun. Sarah in Concord, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you do?
I do, like, all the yard work. I do the hedge trimming, the mulch. Like, she was talking about loading all those bags. Like, I went to Walmart, loaded all the mulch in my car, did, like, 5 trips, unloaded it all. Like, just the heavy lifting and the powered yard tools. It's just, like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Well, you love doing it.
Yeah, I love being out there. It's, like, it's such a good stress relief. You're outside. You're in the sun. I'm, like, I'm getting a tan. I tell, like, all my neighbors, I'm like, the yard's going to look good, and I'm going to look good, because this is a workout.
That's true.
I'm going to ask Loren something here real quick, Sarah, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Loren, you did carry up 10 boxes of 40-pound, 10 boxes of 40-pound tile.
Yes.
Up to your second story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sarah says she enjoys doing the yard work and stuff. Did you enjoy doing that? And if you have to do another bathroom renovation, is Dallas next to carry the tile?
Here's the thing. I feel accomplished afterwards.
That's right.
But I wouldn't say I necessarily enjoy the process.
And you're looking to do it again? Yeah, right. I got you. All right. Thanks, Sarah. See, Angel in Forest City, she likes to cut the grass and stuff too, but her husband, it's kind of like a role, gender role reversal according to society. Hi, Angel.
Hello.
Angel, what do you do?
Well, I love to cut grass and do yard work, and my husband actually attempts to, but I say no, I'm going to do that, and he'll say, okay, well, I'll cook dinner. So he'll stay inside and cook dinner and hang out with the kids, and then I go cut grass.
Yeah, I love that.
That's funny.
Thanks, Angel. Let's see. One more. Here's Kelly. Hi, Kelly in Concord.
Hi.
Today, after Mother's Day, I realized that we're doing this after Mother's Day, which is nice. We're honoring all the women in the world that do the men's work. You know, the so-called men's work.
Right.
What do you do?
So, well, my husband's really, he's just kind of too pretty. like, my brother-in-law has grabbed my hand one time and asked.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, your phone's breaking up.
A 20x20 deck in my backyard. I've completely refinished my basement. I've renovated 2 vintage campers. I do all the yard work. I changed the wax rings on the toilet. I mean,
and what does he do?
Bugs. I do it all. I'm sorry.
What's your husband do?
He is the general manager of a car dealership.
Okay.
Okay.
But I mean, like, what does he do around the house?
Sit down and watch TV.
Nothing. Kelly, you're my hero.
Thanks, Kelly.
You know, I try to be.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. She built the deck, refurnished the basement.
Good for her.
Fixed up 2 campers.
I want Kelly to be my best friend.
Jesse and Matthews says that his mom does everything. Her mom is an engineer for the power company, and she built the deck too. So, shout out to all the women out there. We are getting lots of text messages coming in. Someone says, "Hey, I'm a single mom. I got news. I already work on cars for a living. I'm a so-called girly girl, but I'm a Jackie of all trades."
Yes, I like that. I might use that myself.
When you're single and 8 months pregnant and your mom asks you to clean the gutters, well, you just do it.
Oh my gosh. Be careful.
So, there you have it. All right, Lauren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, so Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber's new song, people are already saying it sounds like another one. I've got both songs. I'll let you decide coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello? Hello?
How you doing, Jesse?
Hello?
Jesse?
Who's this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. It's time for us to get the survey underway. We got to record this for the American government. Okay?
Yeah, what's up?
Listen, we got to record this. It's time for the U.S. Census Bureau. Did I wake you?
Yeah, actually, you did.
Do you think it's a coincidence that mostly white people eat at Cracker Barrel?
What? A Cracker Barrel?
Can I get a what?
What?
If you die in a fire, does the crematory give you a discount? Because the job's halfway.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Are you serious right now? Dude, it's early in the morning. What are you talking about?
Ever wondered what cured ham was cured of? Jesse? Hey, Jesse, listen. If skinny people go skinny dipping, do fat people go chunkin' dunkin'? I think Jesse fell asleep. Jesse. Jesse. The government is on the phone, Jesse. Jesse, if you bring an African elephant to America, would it be an African-American elephant?
What in the world?
Are you serious? He didn't wake back up?
I don't know. He hung up, so maybe he looked at it and hit it off.
He's like, oh, this dude's really hanging in there, huh?
I think he fell asleep, though.
I guarantee you he dreamt of elephants, though, because that's the last thing you said to him.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Did you see that Paris Hilton, she just debuted a new song, and it's a little over the top, so we're not going to play it, but...
huge.
She does pay tribute to her friend Kim K.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in the song. She says she can't stop looking at her best friend's booty.
That's huger.
Mm-hmm, that is huger.
I mean, long before there was Kim Kardashian, there was Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. They were the queens of the TV.
Very true. Kim Kardashian, by the way, she is saying she doesn't know what she was so freaked out about with baby number 4 because she says he's the most chill out of all of her children. No name yet, by the way. And Kris Jenner got caught on the red carpet going into an event and says that she's a little annoyed because she has not met the baby yet. And that's because of a cough that she had. She was not allowed to come to the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so cool that Kim and Kanye were here like the night before.
Yeah.
Like the last night they spent together without this child was here in Charlotte.
That's cool. Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, they just put out that brand new song, I Don't Care. And fans were pointing out that it sounds a lot like a rip off of a British pop star. Her name is Cheryl and her song is also called I Don't Care. Version.
Yeah, I don't see it.
And that it has the same chorus. And I'm like, here's the thing. Both songs are called I Don't Care. Of course, they're going to say I Don't Care in the song.
The next time we interview an artist, I want to ask them how much thought goes into the fact that they have something in their head that they're singing. Like, how much thought at that point goes into the fact of, like, okay, now I got to research to see if there's anything similar to this.
Yeah, well...
Like, do you Google the lyrics?
I would be interested to talk to somebody about that, and I can't remember who it was, but there was one of the Real Housewives. I guess she works as a producer, and I think it was Ed Sheeran, ended up sampling one of her songs, but she wasn't on the original track, so there was a lawsuit, and it was, like, a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I do wonder that, too, Manny.
Yeah. When you book Ed Sheeran to come in, Nicole, make sure he knows we're going to ask him that.
We inquiring minds want to know. And congratulations to Justin Timberlake. He and Missy Elliott both got honorary degrees from Berklee University of Music over the weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Okay. All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like?
So... Again, with my, I'm doing household stuff, people.
Yeah, Roy thought this was hilarious. Like, all your, what Loren likes have to do with the remodel.
Not a hammer. It's not a hard hat. It's not nails this time. but it does have to do with those little lights that are all over your house that shine so, like, unbelievably bright in the middle of the night. You might have one in your bedroom, maybe on, your...
Like on the TV.
Yes.
Okay.
You know that little glowing
like
light?
Like the cable box.
Yes.
Or the computer.
Exactly.
Okay, what do? You put tape over it.
I found LED dimming stickers that you can put over it that dims that light so that you can sleep at night.
No, all you have to do is get black duct tape.
No, there's if you put the duct tape over it, it's going to leave a mark when you take it off. You get a ton of these in one package, and they're only like $4.99.
All right. Yeah. That's not bad. I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Go find that and other things that Loren likes up at kiss95.1.com. Up next, we are going to open up and look inside the Bridezilla Chronicles that we've been doing for wedding season. One bride does not let a bridesmaid get a surgery that she needs because the bride's wedding is coming up. So she tells the bridesmaid, no, you cannot get that surgery until after the wedding. Wow. Wait to hear what the surgery is and why she said this coming up in 8 minutes. You've got to hear it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ah, yes. The Bridezilla Chronicles.
They continue.
We love looking inside the lives of the brides who are getting married this spring and right into the summer. We find different stories from around the web, and we call it the Bridezilla Chronicles. What's today's story, Loren?
Well, this is from a girl who... She posted this on Reddit, and she wanted to know how she should feel about it in the first place. She said, I've always dreamed of getting the girls done and having an augmentation. And she finally has the opportunity and the money, and her best friend, who is the bride, wants her to hold off because, quote, she wants to be the hottest one in her wedding party. And she's worried that she may be overshadowed by her bridesmaid if she gets the girls done.
This cracks me up. It cracks me up because I know the brides that we talk about in the Bridezilla Chronicles are way off base. And I can't remember every single one of them that we talked about. But I also remember in the back of my head, and even in this instance, thinking, okay. I mean, it's the bride's day.
I know, but you can't ask somebody to, like, alter their whole life and existence and their plans based on your insecurities. Because this isn't like a, like, this is truly comes down to just being insecure. And if she really wants that person in her bridal party, it shouldn't make a difference. And two, if she wants her in a bridal party, but she doesn't want her showing off the girls, just pick a conservative dress.
Yeah, but then all the bridesmaids have to change their dresses and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you are going to be in someone's wedding and you were going to get the girls done and someone said to you, like, hey, Loren, can you hold off till after the wedding? What would you say?
I don't know.
See? It's not that easy to be like, forget you, I'm out of the wedding, right?
No, like me personally, it wouldn't be a big deal when you got them done. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have them forever. But some people, I think it's just like a fact of the matter thing. Like, my augmentations should not alter how you feel about your wedding.
Did you, when you heard about, when you read this, did you for a minute think that maybe the bride wasn't wrong for asking? Since it's like her day?
No, I think the friend should be offended.
You do?
Yeah.
And should the friend forget it?
No, I don't think the friend should forget it. Me personally, I wouldn't handle it that way. But you think just the fact of the matter, I think she should get her girls done anyway.
You think the friend should bail on the wedding?
No, I think the bride, given the opportunity, and if she turns around and says, like, hey, so I'm really sorry you feel that way, but I'm going to get them done anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, push comes to shove, the bride's going to have to bend.
Area code 803 said the same exact thing happened to her. My best friend asked me to please hold off on my surgery. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's I'm so torn because I get that it's the bride's day. And remember we talked like last week or the week before in the Bridezilla Chronicles about how she was mad because somebody in her wedding party announced that she was pregnant at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, that kind of stole my thunder. And I kind of get that.
Well, that's something that you don't see coming. You know what I mean? Otherwise, this is planned.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think she'll get over it. I think if she gets the girls done anyway, as long as she's not, like, got them out on display, I don't think it'll be a big deal.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's true. All right, Bridezilla Chronicles. We have so many stories that we find all over the internet, and we love giving them to you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Good luck to those people who are in weddings this spring and summer.
Real life. Call us with your Bridezilla stories.
Yeah, I mean, send us any information you have. We'd love to talk about it. We've got to say shout out to all the graduates who... got out of college this past weekend. Mm-hmm. I know UNCC had their ceremony. And there's something going on, though, Loren, that concerns me a little bit for certain students. We'll talk about that coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Mine is Roy today.
Got a fever. We'll be back tomorrow.
Producer Nicole is here. And, of course, you guys, thanks so much for hanging with us this morning. So a lot of colleges had their graduation ceremonies this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized something in the last couple weeks after going out to different Dunkin's on our Fam Jam Friday. And by the way, our last Dunkin' Fam Jam Friday is this week. We're coming to Rock Hill. We're going to be at the Dunkin'. Let me get my sheet here while we're talking about it. We're going to be at the Dunkin' on Springsteen Road. Cool.
Yeah.
1932 Springsteen Road in Rock Hill. It's our last Fam Jam Friday, and then we're going to take a break for a while. But we want as many people in South Carolina to come out and say hi. It's our only South Carolina stop the way it worked out.
Yeah. So we'll be there all morning doing the show live.
Yeah. So many people have come by, and we've met so many MRL show family members. But the one thing that has kind of shocked me a little bit is the amount of graduates from this year who come by in the 9 o'clock hour, heading to school, get their coffee, come by and say hi. And they say they're graduating. I say, congratulations. And then they hit me with it. And I'm like, really?
What?
They don't know what they're going to do now.
Oh, like they're going to take a gap year, it's called?
Yeah, or even like one person I was talking to got their degree in communications. And I was like, cool, you think about doing TV or radio? And she's like, no, I have no interest in that.
What?
I think I want to teach.
Oh, you're going back to school for that.
And I was like, well, you just did 4 years in communication. She's like, I enjoyed it. I was at the radio station in the college, and I had a blast doing TV stuff. But I just realized I think I want to be a teacher, but I don't know now. So I was like, well, what are you going to do now? She's like, well, my dad's got a company. I'm going to be answering the phones for him.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about her dad. And I'm like, listen, when I graduated college, my dad, I was lucky enough. My parents paid for me to all my brothers. They paid for all of us to go through college, which was super nice. They had the ability because my grandfather had left some money, whatever. But I graduated college, and I knew I wanted to get into radio, and I went right into it.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine graduating college, walking across the stage, having the whole Maney family celebrating, and then me going, okay, I think I'm off to Dairy Queen now where I'm going to, you know.
But I think a lot of people do that. I mean, it's not normal to graduate college and, like, have a job lined up. Like, a lot of people do not do that. A lot of people have to have this, like, in-between job until they break into the industry that they want to be in.
That's true, Lauren. You're right. But let me clarify. Good point. I'm talking about the people that are graduating college with a degree and have no idea what they want to do for a living. That's what I'm talking about. I get that you have to wait and go through the interview process.
Yeah.
But can you imagine getting a degree in marketing and being like, I don't know what I'm going to do?
Mm-mm, I can't. Yeah. I mean, I changed my major a lot in college, but
what'd you end up with?
Communications.
Nah.
Shocker.
Basically, if you have a communications major, you guys, you have to be in TV, radio, or some sort of broadcasting, or else they'll laugh you out of the room.
But I started in theater. Like, I thought that was going to be my major.
That's a very niche thing, too. All right, let's hear from you guys, though. Enough about Loren and I talking. We graduated years ago. Producer Nicole, when you graduated NC State, you knew what you wanted to do, right?
I did, but, I mean, I think that I got lucky because a lot of my friends didn't. And I also had an internship my whole junior and senior year.
That's true, but you understand, like, in college you have at least three. Maybe you don't know, you don't declare your major right away, but you have at least 3 years to plan on what you want to do when you graduate.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. I mean, you're like 22, 23 when you graduate college. Like, I barely knew what I wanted to wear in the morning at that age.
And this is the rest of your life you're talking about.
I have.
All right, 704-570-9595. If you're someone who graduated college this year and you don't have any idea what you're going to do, can you give us a shout? Because we're not going to judge you in any way. I just want to pick your brain a little bit. Like, why is it? I mean, every class in your major that you took set you up so that college kind of springboards you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, who's that sitting in Roy's seat this morning?
It's me. Poor Roy. He's got a little fever, so he'll be back tomorrow.
Okay. But this morning, we're talking about the fact that, and I want to be clear because my wife Amanda was listening and she said, you're coming across as judgy. And I don't want to come across as judgy. I'm trying to come across as concerned for the students who graduate from college and have no clue what they want to do. Because to me, it seems like, and maybe again, it's just because I lived in the radio world and I majored in communications and I loved radio and I knew I wanted to get into it. So I jumped right into it. And like my wife said, she graduated from college with a communications degree also, but she's in the fashion industry.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just wondering this morning at 704-570-9595, did you graduate but you had no idea what you want to do? Like, you know, like, one thing's clear is, like, your degree isn't setting you up for your job.
Sure. Well, I think...
And I'm concerned for people that have that.
I hate to tell you this, Manny, but I think everybody who got a communications degree in America didn't really know what they wanted to do when they graduated.
That is so true, because you don't even need a degree to get a radio job.
No. And communications is so broad that literally you can do anything.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. Daniel in Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
I'm okay. I was just talking to Loren in the audience about how, like, the last couple of weeks we've been meeting people on our Fam Jam Fridays, and I meet these college kids, and I'm like, okay, what are you going to do? And they're like, we have no idea. I was like, but that's, like, kind of, to me, that would be like, okay, sophomore year, that's okay. The senior year, you have to kind of bear down, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, for sure. For me, it was like, you know, straight from high school, you start getting pressured to start doing applications to college. Mm-hmm. And, kind of dove right in at Appalachian State and, didn't really know what I wanted to do. Started doing general education. And then, I solidified on business management because I figured it was kind of this umbrella degree I could get. And then I just became super unhappy with that. So halfway through my junior year, I actually just kind of like broke down and decided that anthropology was this class that I found a lot of passion in. So I switched my major to anthropology my junior year and, ended up, you know, graduating, never used the degree.
Anthropology is cool though.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I still search out podcasts and listen to, you know, anthropological stuff and, you know, it's very awesome stuff, but, to have a career in it, you really have to just put everything into it. And yeah, I guess that wasn't for me, but in college I did pick up wire wrapping and jewelry making, and which is actually kind of what I do today. I'm a silversmith artist and things like that.
Okay,
oh, cool. You know,
all right. Thanks, Daniel.
Manny, a lot of times when you're going to school, I would think if you decided, like Daniel, your senior year, that like maybe this just isn't for me, you're so far in at that point that you're like, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to get this degree and then see where I go from there, because nobody asks you what you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of a degree do you have?
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true. I guess also the other thing that takes me back when I meet these students who are graduating with a degree in something and have no idea what they want to do is their lack of, like, concern. I mean, I wish
like, just figure it out, kind of, yeah.
That's it. Like, either I use student loans to pay my way through college, and it's like, I have no idea what I want to do. Now I graduated. I walked across the stage. I don't have to go back to class anymore. I don't know. Well, Carowinds is calling my name for the summer. I know that. You know what I mean? And you're like,
I guess, but wait until those bills start coming. You'll figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah. Yep. Hi, Victoria. Good morning.
Hey, guys. So I got a business degree at King's College. And a business degree is broad, just like communications. But I moved to Myrtle Beach from Charlotte, and I ended up in radio, actually.
Cool.
Okay.
So then I was like, well, you kind of have to have, like, a degree to go far. So I tried to go back to UNCC or somewhere to get my degree, but because my school closed, I can't get my degree.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, none of my credits will transfer. So I'm taking the actress route and seeing how this goes.
Okay. And how long have you been out of college now?
Oh, 10 years.
10 years. Okay. So now we're doing the acting thing. Cool.
Yeah.
So when you got out of college and, you know, you graduated, you felt good about yourself. You felt good. Hey, like, I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. And and then, like, did you feel a sense of, was there nervousness that you weren't getting what you wanted?
No, because I'm kind of like the ambitious person. Like, I just go for it until I, like, find the money.
Okay.
Like, I go get it.
You're a hustler.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, the smartest thing Victoria said so far is that she was in radio. Now she's out.
Yeah.
Smart.
True life.
What'd you do? Were you, like, on the air?
No, I was with the events. I was in Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, Victoria. Well, good luck to you in acting.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you. Send us your headshot. We'll let you know if we could use you in any of our videos. One more. This is Tony. He's new to Charlotte, it says here on our screen. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good.
I was just letting you guys know that I went to college. I went once for criminal justice and I graduated a second time on a master's degree.
degree, and I'm talking about bachelor's in business management. However, I'm not working in either field. I'm actually driving trucks, and that's not really something I wish to do. But, you know, this is where the money is, and this is the easiest job to kind of, you know, get with 2 degrees, which is crazy.
No, that's so true. This is what I want to hear about. Like, when you talk to someone and you're like, yeah, I graduated, but I have no idea what I want to do. Maybe you're right, Tony. Maybe your degree doesn't pay. God knows that radio is not a high-paying job. Like, I've been in it for 20 years, and I make an okay living, but I know people out there that are doing other things, making a way better living than I am.
Right, because I really want to be a police officer so bad. But one, it's hard to do it, and two, it's no money in it either.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point.
I mean, these people don't know nothing. These people don't know what they want to do, but I bet them college debt's going to be kicking in, then they're going to be thinking later down the road.
Yeah. That's what I said. We'll figure it
thanks,
out real
Tom.
Quick.
And thanks for listening to us. Well, where did you move from that you're new to Charlotte?
Columbia, South Carolina, and then Chelsea, Manhattan, New York.
Yeah, oh, okay. Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good day, Tony. We welcome everybody listening. We've heard from people all last week. We were asked, hey, where do you listen to the MRL show?
Yeah.
And I love
take us on the road.
I love my favorite, obviously, were the truck drivers. But I also love the person that was listening to us. They said they sent us a text message and said they were listening to us in a boring meeting in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah.
It was 9 a.m. our time and 5 a.m. their time there. They're from Charlotte. They were there on a meeting, which was kind of cool. All right. Check out all the things that you've missed. And, of course, follow us at the MRL show on our socials. But if you missed the wedding that we had live on the radio on Friday at 7 a.m., go back and listen to it. It was really funny. Josh from Lancaster, who usually calls around this time, married his longtime girlfriend and fiance, Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Roy did a great job as the master of ceremonies.
He was. And it wasn't just funny. It was sweet as well.
Rev Roy, go check that out. That podcast is up. Use the Kiss 95.1 app. It's free.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.